Dean, thanks for joining us. New Mexico's Public Education Department released its plan for a hybrid model for the upcoming academic year that includes limiting the amount of students in school buildings by rotating students between in-person classes and remote online learning. School districts across the state are issuing their plans this week. You have an update on how schools around the Silver City area are planning to go back to school this upcoming year. What can you tell us?
Yes, sir. The Colby School District last week decided to go back on a remote learning schedule for the first month and then try to go to the hybrid schedule after the Labor Day weekend. The Silver Consolidated Schools was hoping to go back to a hybrid schedule on August 13th, but after discussion with the board members decided that they would also go on remote learning from August 13th until the Labor Day weekend. Most of it was because of the governor's most recent health orders, and they didn't feel that they may not be able to go back to school like they wanted to with the hybrid plan on August 13th, so they decided to go remote learning until after Labor Day.
Okay, at this time, we're seeing a lot of cases of COVID-19 rise across the state. There is some concern about how education officials are going to address this issue. Now, we saw in the spring that there were some challenges with online learning for some students, especially in remote areas. Did officials in the school districts that you talked to mention the challenges with remote learning?
Yeah, Colby, I think, did pretty well, when the school shut down in the spring. Silver did have a little bit of a problem, but you have to remember that Silver has twice as many students as the Colby District does. But this year, the Colby District and Silver District have purchased enough devices to give to every student in each district. And Internet, Comcast, and a few other providers are offering discounted rates or, free rates. The city has, or WNM Communications up here, has put in a lot of hotspots around the city to also help with that.
Okay, now that kind of gives us an update on academics, but what about school and youth sports in the area? Can you give us an update?
Well, youth sports like Little League and soccer and all that just aren't going to happen this year. The only one that hasn't officially said no to any kind of season this year is the Silver City Little League. I'm sure when the board meets, I think it's next week, that they'll probably decide to go ahead and, call the season this year. As far as high school sports, you're not going to be able to have sports until kids are actually back in the school. And the NMAA, the Mexico Activity Association, last week said that there would be no contact sports this fall, which means football and soccer will not happen this fall, and they're going to try to move it to the spring and then maybe move sports like golf and tennis and, some of those other spring sports that don't have any contact into the fall timeline. They did not mention anything about volleyball, so I'm not sure about that one. The NMAA is supposed to come out with a plan about what they're going to try to do, so we'll just have to wait and see there.
Obviously, we got to keep concerns regarding the COVID-19 pandemic in mind, but how do folks in the area feel these changes may impact the local economy in the area, because we're not going to have these big events?
Well, talking to the mayor, Silver City and Grand County lost the Tour of the Gila bike race, the professional rodeo during the summer, the Blues Festival, 4th of July. All of that, it's going to hurt the city's budget just because the grocery receipts tax coming in. I think everybody's handling it pretty well. I know the restaurants right now are upset that the governor went back to the no dine-in service, and we'll probably have one or two here that will try to keep doing that. But, yeah, it's going to be tough all around. Going back to the school districts, the Public Education Department still hasn't given them a unit value. The money they're going to get from the state per child that's, enrolled in their schools. So they're still trying to figure out budgets. The town, I know, is still trying to figure out budgets. So it's hurting us all around up here. We do get PILT funding, which will help the county some through the federal government. But, yeah, as far as local taxes and all that, it's pretty dire right now.
Dean Thompson is a reporter and managing editor with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. Dean, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.